The revelation of intimacy is necessary and vital to the heart of outpouring. Those who do not separate themselves to me to learn of the deeper realms of our fellowship, those who do not put themselves in the place of worship, are eliminating themselves from that which I have been calling each one to. Yes, there is that which is called an outpouring. But in truth, it is a place of intimacy with me. First, an outpouring into my beloved, as they learn of loving me with all their heart, all their soul, all their mind, and all their strength. This outpouring from them to me is met with an outpouring from me and of me for whatever is needed at that moment, at that hour, and for their current status in me. It is this ongoing intimacy that is valuable and vital for those who will endure in me. Those who explore the inheritance of intimacy are allowing me to take them from being a field to a flooded field, from a plain to a fruitful plain, from a tree to a heavy-laden fruit-bearing tree, where the waters of my presence are not just flowing in our communion, but where my presence is abounding and overflowing, available for others to freely partake of. I am raising up fruit-laden trees of my presence, for I will be available in bounty, in surplus, in abundance through those who drink of me continually. Those who are walking deeper into the inheritance of riches in fellowship in me. Line upon line and precept upon precept, I am faithfully leading those who are following me into a place at my bosom where fellowship matures. All who are heeding the call are on time. The enemy likes to distract, to weigh down with accusations and condemnation about where you should be by now. He is the accuser, but I am shepherd and overseer of your soul. And my nature is to encourage, to invite, to exhort, to continually woo, and to protect you through the truth of how I see things. Everything I say concerning intimacy, concerning anything, is my love to you. Those heeding my voice, my words, you are not late. You are right on time. It is pleasing that you are following me, even in the midst of the battles encountered in purging. You are on time with me. The hour is one of press. The hour is one of bowing the knee ever deeper as revelations come through your intimacy with me. Take no thought when accusations come your way. All the journey has been line upon line and precept upon precept with me. Focus on me, on today, for you cannot be in tomorrow's journey while you inhabit today. You are on time. You are in me and are following me into deeper places, greater heights, into vistas of truth. You are walking into knowing me as love in greater dimensions and reality. You are very on time with me. Stay the course, which is that of finding new places in intimacy, for maturity is wrapped in deep, intimate fellowship with me. Maturity includes loving me with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and I am teaching and I am developing you in these things through your press into me. You are my army, beloved. You are my joy and my pleasure. I will assure your heart continually in our developing intimacy. You are on time with me.